You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, the Idaho Nonprofit Center receives nominations from all across the state for outstanding philanthropists. There are categories for nonprofits, for individuals, for companies. There is even a category for youth. And joining us today are three of those youth honorees. Claire Shelton and Mara Catherine are Treasure Valley locals, and they are live here in studio with us today. And then Daphne Yuxell is joining us on the telephone from Moscow. Also here in studio is Carrie Davidson, a VP of the Idaho Nonprofit Center. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Carrie, I want to start with you. Could you start by just talking about the history and really the purpose of Idaho Philanthropy Day?
Absolutely. So, actually, in 1986, Philanthropy Day was signed into Congress, or it was recognized by President Ronald Reagan. So what we've done in Idaho for the past 33 years is celebrate Philanthropy Day here. The Association of Fundraising Professionals used to be in charge of that luncheon until 2015, where it just got to be enormous for them. So what happened about 3 years ago is that Susan Smith from the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation approached us to say, hey, this is a super important day for us to recognize philanthropy and the spirit of giving in all aspects of Idaho. So what she wanted to do was partner with us. So now it is a collaboration between the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation, the Idaho Community Foundation, Association of Fundraising Professionals, and the Idaho Nonprofit Center to really celebrate philanthropy and the good works of everyone across this whole state.
And is that really the vision for it, is to recognize what good work is being done?
Absolutely. It's just a day to celebrate. It's a day to celebrate giving in dollars, but also time, talent, and treasure. And we are honored to have our youth as part of the category as well.
And have youth always been recognized?
Yes. Yes, they have. And it's super important to recognize them, especially in this day and age where social media is coming into play. But the youth really have amazing ideas and they have a lot to offer.
So I want to talk with all of the three honorees here, Claire, Daphne, and Mara Catherine. I mean, this is a huge honor. So first, congratulations to the three of you. But my question is, when did philanthropy work just really become a part of your lives? And let me start with you, Claire.
It really began when I was first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when almost 10 years ago. And so ever since then, I've been super involved with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And so since then, I've raised over $20,000 to help find a cure and help find better treatments for type 1 diabetics. And I've also been able to go all the way to Washington, D.C. as the 2017 JDRF Children's Congress delegate. And I was actually able to speak to members of Congress about the Special Diabetes Program, which is where the government funds $150 million per year towards JDRF research. And so it was such an amazing experience to be able to really share my personal experiences and why I believe it's important to me and other type 1 diabetics that I've known all through life, and even, you know, ones I haven't known. And so just to really be able to give back to those around me.
And Mark, Catherine, what about you? What got you into philanthropy?
Yes. So I've always done community work, but something I did more this past year was for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They have something called Student of the Year. And it's a 7-week campaign where you just help fundraise money, and you can have teams from ranging from one student to three students to help fundraise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And a majority of the proceeds go to helping research funding it. And so this past year, I did that with my friend Chalice and Michaela, and we ended up winning it. But it just helped with us being able to get social skills and having to do asks to large companies and people we never thought would help us and like reach out and actually.
And Daphne, what about you? What was it that first brought you into philanthropy work?
Well, I initiated my philanthropy work when I started volunteering for a local care facility in my town, Moscow, Idaho. After that, I began volunteering with Gritman Medical Center, and I realized that I have a passion for, I guess, human rights in general, and that stemmed from like an interest in the medical field. I began work with the Human Rights Commission of Moscow, and since then have also implemented my own projects and have stemmed that to environmental activism within my community. So it really stemmed from a passion project of working with human rights.
Well, I have to say, as a teenager, I was like way down below all of you. Like, it was enough to just get through high school. So I mean, truly, how do you manage? I mean, you are full-time high school students, but you are so actively involved in your community. How do you balance all of this?
Definitely having a schedule, prioritizing work, those types of things, you know, not slacking off when you need to, getting everything done. I mean, with like honors classes and stuff, knowing that.
Oh, of course you're in honors classes.
Of course.
Right?
Making sure you get that work done, prioritizing your time and doing like your homework or those projects before you hang out with friends and things like that.
So when you're doing this kind of work, I mean, what is it that... As you said, Claire, I mean, it is. It's prioritizing time. It's getting stuff done, even if you get tired. What is it, Mara, that makes you just say, you know what, I got to keep doing this?
I'm just really passionate about the cause, and I think it's super cool that you can help, like, have your friends help you do whatever you're doing, and just having that play a large role in your life. Like, I also work with the Women Children's Alliance, and I've made so many connections through that, and just seeing how you can help improve people's lives through the work that you're doing is just amazing and makes you just want to keep doing it more.
Carrie, does this give you just such a hope for the future? When you,
yes.
I mean, honestly, when...
These kids are amazing. These ideas that they have on whether it's, you know, human rights or the WCA or juvenile diabetes, it's amazing what these kids have accomplished. And they're 16, 17, 18 years old. Last year, we had a couple that were, you know, 10 years old. And it's just, it's amazing the ideas and the work ethic that they have and the ability and compassion to give back. It's truly awesome.
You know, and I think that's what's fascinating, right, is that I think sometimes we just don't give credit to young people, or we think that, well, what do you know? You're young.
Yes.
And raising children myself, they have such a different outlook on the world than I think we tend to have as adults. And we should say with philanthropy is I think there's a tendency when we hear the word philanthropy that someone is incredibly wealthy.
Yes.
And these are the only individuals that can be true philanthropists. That is not the case.
It is not. Philanthropy encompasses everything, whether it's helping a neighbor, whether it's raking leaves, whether it's giving your time, talent, or treasure. And that's one of the things that President Reagan talked about when he addressed this in 1986 was really about communities helping communities and neighbors helping neighbors. Whether it's an idea, whether it's, you know, diabetes, whether it's youth, whether it's adults, whether it's foundations or companies, it can mean anything. It's anything to everybody. And that's the really great thing that we can celebrate.
And getting back to the three of the honorees, what kind of advice would you have for other young people who, you know, maybe they want to make a difference? And I think we hear that a lot within your generation is you want to be change makers, but it's hard to do. So Claire, what is your word of advice?
Honestly, is to just join any group that you can. For example, in middle school, you can join like a builders club or a high school key club. And those are community service clubs that you can get involved in. And so you can start making those connections in your community to keep going on and increasing your community service from there, as well as just listening to what's going on. For example, listening to the radio or talking to your parents about what they might know what's going on and just trying to be there and trying to do what you can do. And while you're at your service opportunity, not slacking off, but really doing what the most you can do, because it makes you feel good about yourself and it feels good to be able to help other people around you and to be the most productive that you can be.
And Mara, Catherine, what would you say?
I would say networking is a big key. Most of the opportunities I've had have all built off of each other and the people I've met through them, and really just helped me access multiple things that I can be involved in the community.
And Daphne, what would you say to young people?
Well, I feel like a lot of different volunteer work and service work can be genuine for students, especially at our age. So I think finding something that you are actually really passionate about, something that makes you interested and not just going through the steps of here, I'll help out this organization one day and another the next. Just find something that you're really interested in so you can bring your own ideas into the community as well.
And I know the three of you are at different points in high school, but I'm curious to know what's your kind of next step after high school. Daphne, what about you?
I really don't know at this point. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I am really interested in the medical field. That's why I initially began my work at the hospital. But I'm not sure. I also have a large focus of math in my schooling, and maybe I'll go into something like that and end up teaching. But
you know what? It's okay to not.
At this point,
it's okay
yeah,
to. It's
sure.
okay to not know. It's really okay. So no pressure here at all, truly. So, Mark, Catherine, what about you?
I'm currently a senior in high school, so I'm looking at schools on the East Coast, and I really want to major in biomedical engineering and visual arts, and then minor in Spanish.
And then you're going to come back to Idaho? Because we don't need that. We need that brain back here.
I just kind of want to branch out for the college years and then come back to Idaho.
And you can stay away, but I mean, it'd be great to have you back. What about you, Claire?
I'm a junior in high school right now, so I'm still looking at colleges and things like that. But I want to eventually be an otolaryngologist.
A what?
Ear, nose, and throat surgeon.
Oh, okay.
I like to memorize fancy names.
It's ENT to you and
okay,
I, Gemma.
ENT. Okay, all right. You're going to look up my nose. I got you. Okay.
I'm always interested in something in agriculture, as I'm heavily involved in FFA, and so I could always do a minor in something like that.
Carrie, so impressive.
Right? And yeah. This is why these three are part of our Philanthropy Day event and celebrations this year.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today. We have been speaking with three of the youth honorees for Idaho Philanthropy Day, Mara Catherine, Claire Shelton, and Daphne Yuxell, as well as Carrie Davidson, a vice president at the Idaho Nonprofit Center. Thank you all. Good luck to you guys. Great work that you are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.